Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Rennie Stennett. Batting second. The catcher, Manny Sanguilan. Batting third. The center fielder, Al Oliver. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bob Robertson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dave Parker. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dal Maxville. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Doc Ellis. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Doc Ellis. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Munday. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting seventh. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rick Rochelle. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Rick Rochelle. And now, play ball. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cardenal. Oliver reaches second base with a double. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Munday. Robertson reaches second base with a double. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Parker for the out. Robertson moves to third. Two outs. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley drops the ball. It gets behind him. There goes Robertson. The throw to Rochelle covering the plate. The slide. Robertson is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hickman moves to second. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Stennett. Hickman moves to third. Santo moves to second. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley strikes out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville fields it and throws to second for the out. Hickman scores. Santo moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doc Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis strikes out. One out. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0-for-1 in the game. Stennett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday. Stennett reaches second base with a double. Maxville goes all the way around to score. It's Pirates, 1, Cubs, 1. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sanguilan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sanguilan for the out. Stennett moves to third. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Oliver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stennett scores. It's 2-1, Pirates. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Oliver moves to second. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-1 in the game. Stargell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-1 in the game. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett misplays the ball. That's an error on Stennett. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Monday trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Parker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hickman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Beckert moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Beckert scores. Hickman moves to second. It's Pirates, 2, Cubs, 2. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenal hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hebner hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Pirates. Bob Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Robertson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0 for 1 in the game. Parker strikes out. Two outs. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Maxville is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Rochel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochel is 0 for 1 in the game. Rochel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Doc Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellis strikes out. One out. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Stennett hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sanguilan hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 2 in the game. Monday hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a fly ball into right field. Parker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Parker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 2 in the game. Stargell strikes out. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hebner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Hickman hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Santo strikes out. 2 outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardenal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Robertson strikes out. 1 out. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0 for 2 in the game. Parker hits a line drive towards short. Kessinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Maxville strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Heiser pinch hits for Randy Hundley. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heiser hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Kessinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pat Bourque pinch hits for Rick Rochelle. Pat Bourque is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bourque hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robertson fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 3 in the game. Monday hits a line drive beyond second. Stennett can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Bourque moves to second. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Beckert strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Ken Rudolph now catching. Ray Burris now pitching. Doc Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 2 in the game. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Stennett takes first base on ball 4. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 0 for 3 in the game. Sanguilan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman makes the out and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Hickman. Stennett moves to third. 2 outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Oliver for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 3 in the game. Stargell hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hebner hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Bob Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Robertson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0 for 3 in the game. Parker hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 3 in the game. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph bunts towards first. Robertson scoops it up and throws to first, with Stennett covering, for the out. Cardenal moves to second. One out. Dave Justy now pitching. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kessinger strikes out. Two outs. Adrian Garrett pinch hits for Ray Burris. Adrian Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett takes first base on ball 4. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Monday hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.